Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Jurors in the Boston Marathon bombing trial are deliberating again. After closing arguments yesterday, they began working on their final decision, whether convicted bomber Jahar Tsarnaev should be put to death. It's a decision few people ever have to make. The last time someone was sentenced to death in a terrorism case in this country was 1997 in the trial of convicted Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh.
I've been through war, and I didn't think I'd ever have to be exposed to the things that I was exposed to in that courtroom. And I feel really sad for those people in Boston that are having to go through something similar.
That's Mike Leeper. He was juror number 5 in the McVeigh trial. He discussed the experience with WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty on Radio Boston, beginning with the guilty verdict.
As you returned to the courtroom, do you remember if you looked McVeigh in the eye as you took your seat again?
Oh, I looked at him daily as to whether there was an emotion involved, a reaction to testimonies. Never saw any.
So how did you judge Timothy McVeigh himself? I mean, obviously there's the guilty verdict, but how did you judge him?
Came to the conclusion that it was very unforgivable and that his thought process and his actions ended up being against people that really weren't targeted, the innocent people of Oklahoma City.
Then you had 6 days, I believe, of testimony that you heard in the penalty phase of the trial. Are there any particular moments in that testimony that stand out to you?
Well, it's the same as the trial. We had to listen to a lot of graphic stories by survivors, family members.
Sharon Coyne talked about the agony she felt after having to give up the search for her 14-month-old daughter. I could picture her just saying, "Mama," Coyne said. "I felt so guilty leaving this place." The jurors also heard from another parent, Timothy McVeigh's mother, Mildred Fraser, who wept as she said, "Yes, I am pleading for my son. He is a human being, just as we all are. You must make this very difficult decision on my son's life or death, and I hope and pray that God helps you make the right one." Mike Leeper says, as painful as it was, he and his fellow jurors did their best to stay focused.
We were just, you know, dealing with Mr. McVeigh and trying to figure out the reasons, the whys, what would make a person do that.
And then you go back into the jury room because you had to make the decision about what punishment to give to McVeigh. How did the 12 of you start that discussion?
Well, that's very difficult. I think it, you know, look at our options, what we were asked to decide, and, you know, as a group, would we feel comfortable whatever decision we reached?
You and your fellow jurors deliberated for 11 hours about this, so the 12 of you had to make a profound decision. Were there any moments in particular that stood out to you?
You know, we were very, in general, proud of the way that we conducted ourselves. But the things that happened inside the jury room, I think that's where they should stay.
But I guess I can't help but to wonder, how did you feel when you cast your vote for the death penalty?
I was comfortable with my decision, with the evidence and the testimony that was presented to us, and none of us asked to be there. Goodness, out of a 1,000 people polled in the quarter of Colorado for 12 of us to be chosen through no faults of our own, but to honor the system that exists.
Jurors who are currently sitting in the Tsarnaev trial, they're not going to hear this. But I wonder, you know, if you could speak to them, what advice would you give them?
Be confident in your decision, and I hope that this life-changing event that you've been asked upon and done, you can live with for the rest of your life. There's a joy in the decision that I made. Proud, confident, and accepting.
Mike Leeper was juror number 5 in the trial of Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh. He spoke about his experience with WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty on Radio Boston.